Start.
Hi moderator, how many members are there in counting?
The quorum is present. You can start.
Okay. Good afternoon everyone. This is Jalaksha, Company Secretary. It gives me a great pleasure to welcome you all at the 4th Annual General Meeting of Inflame Appliances Limited. Hope all of you are safe and in good health and wish you all to stay that way. We are holding this annual general meeting through video conferencing, other audiovisual means. Today, we have with us our respected Chairman and Managing Director, Sri Aditya Kaushik, Whole-Time Director, Sri Naveen Kumar, Whole-Time Director, Sri Ashwini Kumar Goel, CEO and CFO, Sri Amit Kaushik, Independent Director, Mr. Akshay Kumar Vats, Chairman of Audit Committee, and Independent Director, Ms. Smita Bhandari. Scrutinizer CS Anjali Sangtani, who is a partner of Messrs. ACS and Company LLP. As requisite quorum of members is present, I declare the meeting to be in order. I would like to inform that members who have not voted through remote e-voting can cast their votes through e-voting facility during the AGM. The e-voting facility has been enabled for shareholders to vote during the meeting, and the same shall be available till 15 minutes after the closure of meeting. Board of Director has appointed MS SCS and Company LLP, who are also available in the meeting as scrutinizer to scrutinize the votes casted during the meeting and the votes casted through remote e-voting platform of National Security Depository Limited. The results will be declared after receiving scrutinizer's report at the earliest within 48 hours after the meeting. The results will also be available on website of the company. The register of directors and key managerial personnel, register of contracts and all other documents referred in the notice are available for inspection in electronic forms. Members may inspect the same by requesting the company at csinflame@gmail.com. I would like to inform that due to some throat issue, our chairman won't be able to speak at this AGM. So I would request our CEO and CFO, Sir Sri Amit Kaushik, to give speech and to share with overall performance of the company during the financial year 2021 and future prospect of the company on behalf of our chairman. Please, sir.
Dear shareholders and panel members, myself, Amit Kaushik, CEO of the company, welcomes you all in our 4th AGM of the company, which is conducted through permitted audio-visual means. This year, we missed the opportunity of your hospitality due to COVID-19 pandemic. During the year under review, company has earned total income of 20 crores 11 lakhs 38 lakhs 38,533 as against the total income of 16 crore 27 lakh 86,566 of the previous financial year 2019-20. The total income of the company was increased by 23.56% over previous year. Further, profit before tax in the financial year 2022 stood at negative 4 crore 52 lakhs 18,073 rupees as compared to negative 5 crore 75 lakhs 49,419 of last year, and net profit after tax stood at 3 crore 36 lakhs 11,435 compared to loss of 4 crore 25 lakhs 64,477 lakhs for the previous year. The profit before tax and net profit after tax was decreased by 21.43% and 21.03% respectively over the previous year. Going ahead, the pandemic has created a huge opportunity for Inflame Appliances Limited. In the past 1.5 years, we have observed a lot of troubles in getting material from China. The supplies from China have got delayed because of longer delivery periods now. The products are being ordered for 3-4 months in advance, and then there is almost 1 month of 45 days of transit period also. So any company which wants to import these products, especially chimneys and hobs from China, needs about 5 to 6 months of advance planning. There is no need to explain that local vendor has a lot of advantages over the Chinese vendors as far as availability of the products are concerned. Having said that, in last 1.5 years, we use this opportunity to create 100% Indian product by way of developing all the components in India, in and around our factory, which has given us a clear edge over the Chinese competitors. The competition with China was not supposed to be in terms of pricing, which we were thinking initially. However, the real competition was in the quality of the product. China has already over a period of time evolved as a quality supplier of different products in Indian markets, not only Indian, but world markets. And the biggest challenge we faced was to bring that finish and performance what Chinese products were doing. And we are very proud to inform all our panel members, shareholders, and directors of the company that over the last 1.5 years, we have achieved excellence in our product quality. This month had been the highest number of units produced in terms of chimneys. Last month was the highest number, and we have bettered by about 15-20% this month also. We have an installed capacity of about 20,000 chimneys that can be produced from the existing facility, which we are hoping to be achieving by March or April next year. The pace with which we are going is making it look very easy for us now. It has all happened because of the continuous effort and involvement of our technical team, our staff, our production teams, our quality R&D team. R&D has been a very major, I would say, positive in our company because in the process of developing all the components locally, which includes motors and the switches and panels and filters and metal blowers, plastic blowers, and other components which are used to manufacture a chimney, our R&D team has been exposed very nicely, and they have been able to understand the product and create a product which is even in some cases better than Chinese products. We have we started with Hindware and Sunflame, and we have got huge orders from them. And very recently, we have bagged an order from CAF also, a trial order for 10,000 pieces in terms of money is about 5 crore rupees of order as a trial. And we hope to supply them 7,000 to 10,000 chimneys every month from January onwards. We have also been approached by Hindware to supply them about 150,000 numbers from 1st December to 31st December 2022, which in terms of business is a huge business for us. We have been supplying to both these companies for over 2 years now, and our products have performed very well in the markets. So any new entrant which will come, not only that they will have to produce that quality level which we have achieved as compared to Chinese products, but they will also have to establish that 2 or 3 years of performance in the market, which gives us a clear edge. Even if somebody enters the market today or decides to enter the market today, they'll have to go through that process of 2-3 years and probably develop 15, 20, 25 components for making it a complete Indian product. It is absolutely difficult to bring components from China. The price rise, component pricing, prices are going up. The freights are going up substantially, and logistically as well as because of commodity price hike, it is very, very unviable to bring components from China. And we had this preparedness, and now we can take off. One more thing which I would like to share with our shareholders is that we are going in for a geographical expansion. In next 1 year's time, we are proposed to come out with another facility equivalent to this facility, which will be installed in Telangana district, Hyderabad city. We are already in discussion with the government of Telangana, Tamil Nadu, Telangana State Industrial Infrastructure Corporation for providing us a suitable land for putting up this plant. We have already submitted our a detailed project report along with application letter to the Telangana government, and we hope in next 1 year, 1 month's time, we should be getting some land from them, and thereafter we will start conceiving the project. The whole idea of doing this is to have a geographical presence in southern states, Southern states almost consume about 35-40% of the chimney consumption in India, and based over there, not only that, we will be able to compete with the port based companies who are located in Chennai or Bangalore or Kerala, but also present at two locations, one in north and south, would give us a competitive edge, and every company would like to join or work with us because we can offer them material for the southern markets and half of Maharashtra and Odisha markets from southern belt and north India and Rajasthan and western UP from this belt. So this geographical expansion, once it is complete, will be able to take us to about 45,000 numbers of chimneys every month. Presently, we are holding about 5-6% of market share in Indian market, which we hope to be about 12-15% in 2022, about 35-40% in 2025-26. So this is the market share we are looking forward to, and we hope that we would be market leaders in hobs and chimneys in India in the next decade or so. I thank you everyone for joining the fourth AGM. Take care of yourself, stay safe, and stay well. I now request Ms. Jhalak Shah, Company Secretary, to take up the rest of the proceedings of the AGM. Thank you. Your mic is off. Jhalak, your mic is off.
Sorry.
Your mic is still off.
Am I audible? Hello? Am I audible?
Yeah, audible. Hello? No. Yes, okay. Yes.
Okay. Moving forward with the business agendas for the meeting. Since there are no qualifications or adverse remarks in the respective auditor's reports, hence the auditor's reports are not required to be read at the meeting. As per Secretary Standard 2, the observation in the Secretary's audit report are required to be read in the AGM. There have been few common annotations reported by the above Secretary auditors in their report with respect to trading window remained open on April 1st, 2020. For the purpose of audited financial results of the company for the year ended 31st March 2020 till 48 hours after disclosure of financial result for period ending on 31st March 2020, for which management reply in the director's report is during April 1st, 2020 till the adoption of financial statements, none of the person forming part of the insider has traded during the said period. Company will take due care for not repeating and ensuring the compliance in due time. No submission of continual and annual disclosure under Regulation 30, Section 1, 30, Section 2 of SEBI, Substantial Acquisition of Shares and Takeover Regulation 2011 for financial year ended on March 2020, for which management reply in the director reports is company is not required to disclose continual annual disclosure under Regulation 30, Subsection 1, 30, Subsection 2. Its obligation is of the promoter and director. Therefore, fine will not be levied on the company. Promoters will take due care and for not repeating and ensuring the compliance in due time. Third, no submission of FLA return with respect to FDI, FPI for the financial year 19-20, for which management reply in the director report is company will take due care for not repeating and ensuring the compliance in due time. The notice of the meeting and annual report as already sent to the members are taken as read. The notice of the AGM contains two items for approval of shareholders through e-voting. Since the notice is circulated in advance, it is proposed to take it is read. Hence, with the permission of the shareholders, I take the notice as read. We now take up the resolutions as set forth in the notice. The business as specified in the notice of the AGM are, first of all, the audited financial statements of the company for the financial year ended on March 31, 2021, together with the reports of the board of directors and the auditor thereon. Second, to appoint a director in place of Mr. Aditya Kaushik, chairman and managing director, who retires by rotation and being eligible offers himself for reappointment. Now, I would like to inform you that the company has received one request from shareholders, whose name is Mr. Sagar, to speak at the AGM. Now I request Mr. Sagar to ask any query.
Hello. Good afternoon, sir. Hello.
Yes.
Am I audible?
Yes.
Yeah. Hello.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You are audible, sir.
Yeah. Sir, I just want to ask what in a long-term vision, what are you looking for the revenue growth and what are the margin profile that you are looking for? And second thing, any new product launches apart from chimneys, hobs, that any product diversification?
Sir, we are definitely looking for more products which are again going to be replacing imports actually. But I look forward personally from the company's point of view, the plan is right now to establish chimney supplies to the tune of 40,000-50,000 per month before taking up another product. This itself is a huge product actually. This itself is a huge segment. And we are eyeing 35-40% of the Indian market. So we want to establish as a huge player. We are looking forward that Chinese also think that how to compete with Inflame in India. So once we go for it, yes, the future product is dishwasher in our mind, which we want to bring at 20-25,000 to the consumer target price. And the whole idea is that the customer base should increase. Presently 30-40,000 of dishwasher is out of reach for so many people. So we want to bring a product which is ranging between 20-25,000 rupees. The GST on dishwasher is 28%, so it makes the product very costly. Yet we are trying to make a competitive product which suits Indian requirements, which can do Indian utensils very well. But this product is at least 2 years from today. We have already started working on development of these products.
Okay, and what kind of revenue growth and EBITDA margin that you are looking for in going forward?
Sir, we are talking about 40,000-50,000 numbers of chimneys in next 2 years' time, which takes us to a very comfortable position. Revenue growth is going to be very enormous. EBITDA margins are also going to be enormous because we have created all the components in-house now. We are the only comprehensive manufacturing company in India, sir. Even Chinese competitors do not have this facility. We do glass in-house. So entire bent glass and straight glasses are done in-house. We do entire body manufacturing in-house. Filters are in-house. We do lot of, we have made lot of tools for making, plastic blowers and metal blowers, which the tools have been outsourced to different suppliers. So by virtue of doing all these things, not only that we are controlling the quality and shipments, deliveries in time, but also controlling the cost. So we continue to do this and the EBITDA margins are increasing every day. In fact, every month, not only because of the production increase in productivity, but also because every month we are making a couple of new tools and we are controlling the prices through that. I cannot reveal the numbers, how much is going to be EBITDA margin in future or how much is going to be turnover.
Right,
but
right.
I assure you, sir, that these are going to be very enormous and everyone will be happy about the performance in time to come. Last 2 years have been actually very phenomenal for us because we have developed a product, we have created an industry which was entirely dependent upon China, and now that CAF, Finware and Sunflame like companies are ordering us, people from other industries are trying to reach us through some common friends, which means that our company is in a huge demand. The order book is 4-5 times than what we can produce. That is why we are in urgency of setting up other facility and taking it forward.
Okay. And what is the Indian industry size in the chimney in terms of numbers?
2 million per annum as of now, which is growing at 15-20% per annum. And we hope by the time we'll start making 100,000 units per month, the market would reach about 3.5 million per annum. So that is how we think 35-40% of market share in next 3 years' time, and market should grow to 3-3.5 million by then.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much, sir. All the best.
All right, sir. Welcome, sir. Welcome.
Amit sir, one more shareholder, Mr. Hiten, has raised his hand, but he has not registered himself as speaker shareholder. So if you permit,
we don't mind. If he wants to ask something, this is their company, so they have the right to ask.
You can unmute yourself.
Yeah, Mr. Amit, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir.
Basically, you just mentioned about your CAPEX expansion in Telangana plant.
Yes, sir.
So, So basically, how would you fund the capex? Would that be your internal accruals, or you intend to take more debt?
Sir, we are in discussions with our buyers to give some advances. We are also looking for some debt. But sir, capex is not going to be very huge actually over there. Having learned our processes and setting up this plant in last two and a half years, we know what machines and how to minimize our capex. So we are keeping it under control. Moreover, some of the components like glasses and motors, we are going to keep here in Panchkula only. So we'll be supplying from here in parts, and the bulky items like body manufacturing and all those things will be taken to Hyderabad. Nevertheless, about 30-35% is going to be debt in the new project. About 30-35% is going to come from our present buyers like Hindware and Sunflame, and balance we are going to put from our own internal accruals.
Understood. My second question would be that basically what we are seeing of late, that you know, the promoter shareholding is gradually decreasing. So in September 2020, as per reported on the exchange, it was 70%, and today the promoter holding is at around 50.79%. So could you just throw some light on promoter holding? Would you dilute more promoter holding?
No, sir. We are not in the process of we are not in the mood of diluting anything further, sir. December we had to dilute some because pandemic had just been completed, and we were in the process of developing components in house. Containers from China were getting struck because of Kisan Andolan and so many other things. They were not reaching Ludhiana. Our port of clearance was Ludhiana, and containers were got struck for more than 3 weeks, 4 weeks at Rewari and other places. So we had to keep the factory closed for 2-3 weeks twice in that period. So that gave us insight that we cannot be dependent upon China, and even for one component, we can close our factory. So we learned our mistake, and we invested heavily on new machines and new tools, which cannot be reflected in the balance sheets. Actually, balance sheets only show plus and minus, but the effort which has gone to create a product, the effort which has gone to indigenize the product. Now we have more than 30 products which are completely indigenized, sir, and we have replaced China in a way. Actually, our capacities today are probably we are producing 10,000 units, but once we start producing 50,000 numbers or even more than that, China would have a real difficulty in selling in India, because looking at us, more people, more companies will also enter into it. So in December, sir, we had to survive, and we had to take this step to sell off part of our equity strategically, pass it on to some other investors and grow the company. This year, that time it was done from that point of view. This time when we went for further issue of shares was to now, because we were prepared to take off, so we needed some more fuel into our tank. So we had to do it. But going forward, sir, we don't need to dilute anything. We don't need to even raise funds. We are capable of taking second project on our own, sir.
Okay, thanks a lot. One more question. If you could just throw some light on the business. So for example, you have received a trial order from CAF of late, which is again reported on the exchange. So your trial order is for 10,000 units. Like, what is the percentage that, you know, probably your trial order will culminate into a fixed order, or probably you get 50,000 units order going purchase? So what is the probability of, you know,
The demands come every month. Normally what happens is when we started with Hindware and Sunflame, their first order was 150-200 numbers, right? Because they were not sure of our quality. They used the products, they sent it to the market, one particular market, they saw the performance for 6 months, then they started giving us 500 numbers of orders, and then 1,000. And now Hindware wants to give us 10,000 pieces of order every month, Sunflame wants to give 5,000 pieces every month. In that capacity, the first order which we are received from CAF is 10,000 numbers, which is quite substantial actually. No company prior to CAF had given us the, as I said, Hindware wants us to supply from 1st January to 31st December 150,000 units of chimneys. We talk a lot about chimneys because chimneys are our major focus for next couple of years. Although hob is also having a good scope, but chimney has a huge focus as far as we are concerned. So similarly, if they have given us an order of 10,000 numbers, which we will start supplying from first week of November and probably finish in 45 days. After that, maybe 7,000-8,000 every month they will be ordering on us, which makes it to about 100,000 units a year. That way the business will grow. Sunflame also wants to buy 50,000-60,000 pieces annually from us. So put three companies put together can take our business to about 30,000-35,000, and we have a scope of supplying even 15,000 units a month to Hindware, and 7,000-8,000 to Sunflame, and 10,000-12,000 to CAF. As soon our capacities are built up, we are ready with our Hyderabad plant, we will increase the share. But at the same time, we are also looking to expand our customer base. Now that our productions have increased, we have gone to the third customer. Similarly, we are supplying to a Hyderabad-based company called Clix. We are already supplying to them. 3-4 shipments have gone. So they are Hyderabad-based, and we will start supplying locally to them. We are also in discussions with a couple of more brands, big brands from South and West, who are very keen to buy from us. Samples have already been received by them. They have approved the samples. Pricing have already been settled down with them. But it's only the constraint of manufacturing right now that we have not committed to them. But come April 2022, we will have 7-8 customers also. And the quantum should also go up gradually from 20 to 40,000.
Okay, well understood. If I may squeeze in one more last question.
Welcome, sir.
Do you have any export plans in future because of the cost advantage that we may get? And second, and another thing would be, are we also planning to sell Inflame as a local brand, or would that be probably a problem for the current clients that are already your?
Okay, so the first part about exports, we are already doing exports to Nepal and Sri Lanka, but Sri Lankan economy is in a bad situation. LCs are not being discounted, so we have stopped temporarily. Our LCs are lying in the banks, and they say we don't discount Sri Lankan LCs. However, after Hyderabad, the third plant, we are going to have 4 plants in the next 3 years, actually. So I was not willing to come up with that plan right now, but because you have asked, Dholerao is the third place we have finalized, which is about 200 kilometers from Pipava port in Gujarat. This plant is going to be dedicated for a little bit of requirement in Western market, but primarily for export. We are eyeing African country as a huge market potential for us to begin with. The second part of your of the question is whether we want to sell Inflame. We did try to sell Inflame initially. Some quantities are still going to Kolkata, but we are not very keen. Actually, the whole idea is to create manufacturing excellence and replace Chinese. So when we want to replace China, we cannot go for our own brand because our present customers will get insecure, and none of the of the manufacturers who are manufacturing in India, Faber, Glen or Elica, are able to sell 15,000-20,000 or more than that. So when we talk about our own brand, we will restrict our growth. It cannot be supplying to OEM, ODMs, as well as selling your own brand. So we have chosen over a period of time that we are more happy to supply and compete with Chinese rather than selling our own brand. Marketplace is already filled and jammed with all these brands. Even Prestige is there, Usha is there, Bajaj is there. Puccina is there, CAF is there. So many brands are there. So people are already happy buying them. We should feed them indirectly. End of the day, we are manufacturing a product which is going to consumer. These people can be the bridge to our product to reach consumer.
Well understood. Thank you so much.
Yeah, Mr. Hiten.
Shareholders who have any queries and have not registered themselves, as a speaker, may send queries to the company at csimplement@gmail.com. Once again, I give a reminder of voting. The e-voting facility has been enabled for shareholders to vote during the meeting, and the same shall be available till 15 minutes after the closure of the meeting.
Excuse me, ma'am.
Yes.
Hi, I am Rajat this side. Actually, I also wanted to ask some questions. Can I please go ahead?
So, but you have all not right. yourself as speaker. So you can whatever queries you have, you can mail the company and then company will report you on mail.
Actually, I registered, but my mistake that I registered through my own email ID while shares are in the name of my wife. So that's why probably you did not respond to my email ID.
No, that's not allowed.
Okay.
You can mail the company. Company will report you.
Sure. All right.
Mail ID of the company is csimplement@gmail.com. Okay.
All right.
I would like to thank the members of the board who are present in the annual general meeting and for the continuous guidance and counsel. I would also like to thank all the shareholders for their continued support and faith in the organization. Thank you very much and goodbye.
Thank you very much, everyone. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for trusting us. Thank you. Is this over, ma'am?
Yes, sir. Voting is still on for 15 minutes, but for all the members, the meeting is over.
Okay, thank you.
Vote, then they have to vote through NSDL site.
Thank you.